for Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's last word.
Okay, Ashley, you're going against me. You're going down.
Oh, bring it on.
Come on, Ashley. I gave you a pep talk through the song there. You got it. You can't lose, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, I'll give you a category. We're to and fro between the two of you until one person can't answer any longer or we get the same answer twice, okay?
Okay.
Ashley, we'll start with you. Your first category is things you wear to keep yourself warm.
Jumper.
Jacket.
Socks.
Beanie.
Scarf.
Jeans.
Glove.
Thermal underwear.
Oh. Ah. Earmuff.
Thank God you got it late because I had nothing left.
Muffs is a good answer, though. For your muffs. All right.
Okay.
Dave, category for you.
Okay.
Come on, Ashley.
Okay.
Things you can apply for.
Ooh, job.
Free tickets.
I'm taking
home
it.
Home loan.
Yep.
Car loan.
License.
Bike loan.
You don't apply for a license.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You pass your license and you go and get it renewed.
But so. You got to apply for it first.
You don't apply for a license. You apply for a passport. You don't apply for a license. You've got to pass your license before you can get your actual photo.
You've got to apply for it first, though.
No, you do not.
Okay, all right. I'll take that on the chin because I'll still win anyway.
No, you won't. Ashley, do not lose this.
Okay. No pressure.
I'm already losing the Cowboys games. I can't lose it anymore. All right, we'll start with you, Ashley. Different types of doctors.
Gynecologist.
GP.
Podiatrist.
Plastic surgeon.
Speech pathologist.
Psychologist.
Psychiatrist.
A doctor of rocks. No, 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 that is true. We have got a doctor of
I know who you're talking about, Dr. Rochelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
That she's still a doctor.
Is she not a doctor?
Yes, she is. She's got a PhD in rocks.
Is her title a doctor, though?
Yes. Dr. Rochelle McDonald, yeah.
We'll look into that a little bit further. Continue.
A veterinary surgeon.
Yeah, now you can take the win.
I was going to say, I knew you had nothing straight after that. Guess what, Ashley? You got it, Ashley. You Woo-hoo! Got it.
I won.
Thank you. Thank you. I won't block your phone number from the radio station. That's fine.
Oh, thank you.
Just take your money and go.
I was thinking, Jay, maybe you did have to apply for a license way back when Dave was able to get one.
Well, back in 1910.
Maybe it was like maybe an olden day thing.
Yeah, before he got onto the Titanic.
Oh, hang on a second. You've already won the game. You don't have to rub it in.
All right, Ashley, thanks for playing this morning. Stay there. We'll grab some details from you. Have a great day. It's back. Portugal the Man, Triple M, Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 7:15. Welcome to a Thursday morning. If you miss anything on today's show, triplem.com.au. Taylor's in the Triple M Street Patrol in a second with tickets to win to the Mackay Expo this weekend.
Now, quite a few weeks now, there's been a petition that's been put to Parliament yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
to get another NRL game here in Mackay. It's been quite some time. I think the last one was the Storm versus the Bulldogs, where we saw Benny Barber scoot up and help with that magical try. Jason Coskin, member for Whitsundays, mate, you're involved with this. You tabled this to Parliament yesterday, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Great Bugger. Intro, fellas.
Okay. All right, let's start again, shall we?
live radio on Triple M.
That's going out today, though, isn't it, to Parliament?
No, it's going to be tabled today. It will be tabled this morning, so the petition has closed. Look, that try that Dave was talking about, look, that'll be part of folklore for a lot of rugby league lovers who remember that game and then have seen those games dry up. So we're trying to get the games back in town. It's amazing, fellas. Think about it. This weekend, the NRL comes to Mudgee in central western New South Wales. They've had the games this year in Bathurst, Tamworth, in Queensland, in Toowoomba, Gladstone. Got a game coming up in Cairns with the Rabbitohs. And we keep missing out, so hoping to fix it.
Why do you think we're missing out?
Well, I think the government... Oh, look, I don't want to bash politics to people this morning, but I'm going to say it. You asked. I don't think we're important. And so we're a soft touch. We don't need the game politically. So they think, well, you know what? We'll provide the incentives for the NRL club, say, the Rabbitohs to play in Cairns, and the government then partners with TTNQ, which is their version of, say, Tourism with Sundays or Mackay Tourism,
yeah.
And the council comes on board and they make it happen because politically they want to win those seats up around Cairns. And look, I'll be the elephant in the room. That's how it works. We've got to suck it up or do something about it.
Surely they know that we would support it. They've seen the success from games previously and with big concerts like Elton John and Kiss and that kind of thing. Mackay is good for supporting these big games.
Well, we've had some good one-off events, but, for example, the Harbour Beach races, for example, it was crying out for government support too, more government support. I'm not disrespectful to the Julia Creek Dirt and Dust Festival, but they got about $400,000 in events funding a couple of years ago. Exactly. Yeah, if you're pulling, maybe you need to pull over on the side of the road. I said about $400,000. And, again, it's politically geared. And unless there's some sort of media scrutiny of this sort of stuff about, hang on, how come we're missing out in our region? Well, guess what? We just have to keep sucking it up, hoping to fix that and put some pressure on people through this process.
Okay, so roughly, on an indication, how many signatures did we get for this petition?
Oh, look, about 300. And look, I'm a bit disappointed with the response, I've got to say, but at the end of the day, apathy is one of our biggest problems. We need to fire up. People need to say, you know what, let's get something going here. And look, at the end of the day, it's not a matter of, there's no benchmark here, no rule. I know when people think, oh, well, and there's not. And that goes with all petitions. It's all about making some sort of a statement and making people who are decision makers, i.e. the Minister for Tourism, who signs off on events funding, that she was the one that basically big-nated Gladstone and Toowoomba getting the Gold Coast Titans coming up early this year, to put some pressure on her, saying, you know what, there's a budget coming up. How about Mackay or the Whitsundays get some money to bring an NRL game to our city next year when 2019 marks the centenary of rugby league in Mackay?
Beautiful. All right, Costo, mate, we're right behind this and we'll do anything we can to get this over the line
as
well.
Can you let us know how it goes when it's tabled this morning, not yesterday, as we previously just learned?
Of course. Stay tuned for more, fellas. Nice to be with you.
Thank you, mate.
Love your work.
Thank you. I can hear some sarcasm there, Jason Costigan. Remember, there, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Taylor is in the Triple M Street Patrol. We'll get to her next. Dave for Breakfast. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Song written for Dave, I think, when it comes to the NRL tips. Back after 8 o'clock this morning, round 11 with Jacko. Well, your comments yesterday saying that the Queenslanders won't win another game, another series of State of Origin, because Cameron Smith is now bailed from our team.
Not for the next 4 years. I mean, three games in a row this year, you're going to lose. Because Cam Smith has gone, so too has Jonathan Thurston. No Cooper Cronk. You're gone.
Phil, New South Wales supporter, clearly, yes?
Of course you're going to lose. You've lost Wishbone Smith and Thurston's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. It takes more than just two people to win a State of Origin.
Perfect example, New South Wales, Andrew Johns.
Yep, good point.
Oh, that's a great example, isn't it?
Thank you very much, Phil.
That's a great example.
He was one of the best in the game.
Jacko will have the tips for us after 8 o'clock this morning. He'll touch on that too, by the way. Let's check the traffic around Mackay and the Whitsundays this morning. Rain on the roads today, 13, 27, 10, 18 degrees. McEwen's Beach, hello, Youngler Chalet. We're sitting at 14 degrees for you right now. Top's around 25 degrees today. And tomorrow, cloudy. Showers in the afternoons as well.
Thank you to the person who just came in here and gave us a coffee each. It's much appreciated on a day like today. Mm. But I've got to bring this up because it's gone on for too long now.
Here we go again. I know exactly what you're going to... I put a post up about this on Facebook last night, and I know you're still banging on about it.
Yeah, well, it's classified as flirting.
It's not flirting.
Here's the scenario for everyone heading off to work, okay, and driving on along the highway on the Bruce. We get coffee from the exact same place, same cafe, each and every time. Every single time when they put their name on, the names on the lids, Jay gets a little love heart next to his. No one else does.
You do. I've seen you getting a love heart on there.
When?
I can't remember when. I'm sure I've seen it, though.
No. You've seen it on yours. You just haven't seen it on mine. So someone is flirting with
you. It's not flirting. There are companies out there who specialise in putting nice messages and feel-good things on their coffee cups to make you have a good day.
Nice messages and feel-good things? Sure. But love hearts? No. This is just not right. It is flirting.
It is not flirting.
It's got to stop.
I would hate to see what you think is flirting other than love hearts and coffee cups.
That is...
I think you're overstepping the mark. Not flirting at all. It's just a love heart. Or a smile. What happens if it's a smiley face?
Smiley face, different story, because I get the smiley faces as well. But when it's a love heart and it's not on every single coffee cup, that is flirting.
Sounds like you're jealous.
I don't care what it sounds like. I'm telling you now, that is, someone is flirting with you, dude.
It's not flirting.
It is.
Let's take some calls on this. 13-27-10. Love heart on a coffee cup. When you go to the coffee shop, you buy coffee, wherever it is.
It could be down at Coco Cabana. You never
McDonald's.
Know.
Stella Lawson, wherever you are, and the staff puts a love heart or a smiley face or something like that on it, is that flirting or is it not flirting?
With a love heart, absolutely.
You're so fixated on the love heart thing.
I know, because you got two yesterday, another one this morning, you got a couple last week as well, and the week before that. Where does it end?
You sound bitter.
I don't care how I sound.
You sound bitter.
I'm just saying it is flirting.
You sound jealous.
It's full-on flirting.
Danica, Dave thinks it's flirting to get that love heart on the coffee cup. Is it flirting?
I don't think it's flirting because I've had coffee from a shop and I got it like a cookie from them that had a love heart.
Yeah.
So
no, if you're putting a love heart on someone's coffee, come on. That is flirting
big
time.
It's not flirting.
I'd be more worried if someone put like their phone number on the coffee cup.
Well, yeah, that's out and out.
That's blatantly obvious.
Yeah. But this is subtle. This is flirting.
Yeah. Have you never had one of those coffees in Mackay? Like there's people, some of the coffee shops put love hearts or little nice messages on there and that kind of thing before. It's like, it's not...
Oh, they put nice messages, but they don't put a little love heart. Like yesterday, we had the same coffee, same location. They gave you a love heart and they didn't give me. That is obviously flirting.
Sounds like Dave's jealous, Danica.
Quite possibly.
It sounds like he's jealous.
But even if it doesn't matter if I am or not. That is flirting,
it's not
Danica.
Flirting. Thank you for the call, Danica. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye. There you go. Hey, it's not flirting.
It's obviously not
flirting. People get these coffees all the time.
Yeah,
this is what happens.
That's because people flirt in a subtle way.
13-27-10. Is it flirting? You're getting a love heart or a nice message on your coffee that you order at a shop. That's what some of these, the bosses tell these people to put that stuff on there.
Yeah, but
it's not flirting.
Well, it is flirting because they don't put the little love heart on every single cup.
You're such a stick in the mud. We'll take your calls. No, you just got to relax, brother. Just relax, breathe.
I can't relax because you got the love heart and I didn't.
It's jealousy. That's what it is. We'll take your calls after American Authors, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Glenn Mackay with Sunday's Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 7:15. Welcome to Thursday morning. Some showers around the coastline today. Sitting at 18 degrees, Dalrymple Bay right now. Hamilton Island, 17 degrees.
Okay. Is it flirting if someone puts a little love heart on your coffee?
No.
When you get it in the morning? Because it happens to Jay constantly.
You're making out like it's a daily thing. It doesn't happen at all. It does not.
When you get coffee, yeah, it does. All the time. And they give you a chocolate. And
clearly, I'm hearing there's an underlying issue here. It's not about the love hearts and the coffee cup. What's the issue?
No, the issue is the fact that people are flirting with you and they're not flirting with me.
Oh my God.
But at the same time, you know, if you're going to flirt, you've got to flirt with absolutely every single person. You know, you put a love heart on every single cup of coffee you put
That's
out.
That's what they do though, Megan. Is it flirting to have a like a love heart or a special message on somebody's coffee cup?
To a straight person, possibly yes, but it's safe to give Jay a heart.
Yeah.
Whereas if we were given a heart, Dave, it might be taken the wrong way.
Okay, I'm going to pull you up on this one because maybe that person that's making the coffee for Jay knows who he is but doesn't actually know who he is.
No, that doesn't
take... You can't know who he is and not know who he is, though.
Yeah, it's not flirting, though. It's definitely not flirting.
Maybe it's a male barista. We don't know.
Oh, come on! Oh, my God, you're just finding any answer to any of that. That's ridiculous. Not flirting. Thank you for the support, though. I appreciate it. Thank you.
See ya.
No worries.
Bye. Okay, there's a few people on Facebook that says no as well. Alicia says, does the second cup say love you? On the photo they put up. Actually, it does.
It doesn't say love you.
Yeah, it does.
It's a love heart. Says cappuccino.
Yeah.
No sugar. J. Love heart.
Where'd you get the... that. On the first one, no, it's a heart and a U. That's what it is, a heart and you love you. Jeez, aren't you a lucky boy, wow. Hey?
Check out the photos on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday, seriously.
And here I
this
got...
This is what it's come to.
Yesterday, you got the love you, and I got the big L. What does that say?
Loser.
Thanks.
Or L for love you. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday, 13 to 7, Triple M. Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Remember watching that on Rage on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
The singing Petrol Bowsers. Remember that from the film clip?
That is true.
Yeah.
We watched it with Sounds.
Yeah.
With Donnie Sutherland.
Such a good show. Rage, that is. I don't know about Sounds.
Rage! It's still going.
Jane Day for breakfast. Welcome to Thursday morning. This show is still going, as is the impossible question. Thanks to Coco Cubano, Wood Street Mackay, here is the question.
On average, you will put 6 of these on your body per week. That is the impossible question, worth $50 to spend at Coco Cubano. Barbara, what do you think the answer is?
Is it bruises?
Why would you want to put 6 bruises on your body a week?
No, nothing
said. I don't know. I managed to do it.
Nobody said wanting to.
Okay, yeah. Good point. Is it right?
I can tell you now that that is not the answer for the impossible question, Barbara. Thank you for the call.
Sorry,
Michelle,
Barbara.
Michelle, what do you think the answer is there, Michelle?
You there, Michelle?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I had the same answer, unfortunately. I thought it was also bruises.
Ah, right. No, right, Michelle. Thank you. See you later. It does fit the clues, though. It's not like you're wanting to put this on your body.
Yeah, okay. Jamie, you weren't going to say bruises and make it a hat-trick, were you?
No. I was just going to say, just from the way that Jay was talking to you, that you weren't quite sure is how often you change your socks.
Socks,
yes. That's a great answer.
Yeah, it's a great answer. But, not right. Thank you, Jamie.
Sorry, mate.
No.
See ya.
No. Mark has called. Mark, the impossible question answer. You've put those clues into place. You've got the question, the answer. What is it?
Is it makeup?
Makeup. Dave wears makeup 6 times a week.
It's got to be something like that, doesn't it?
Dave probably should.
It's going to be one of those days, is it, Mark?
That's a good laugh, though, Mark. No, it's not right, though, mate. No, thank you. Right. See you, mate. Bye. No.
Okay. Bruce, you're not going to say makeup, are you?
I'm not going to say makeup. No, I'm going to say deodorant.
Deodorant?
Yeah. On average, 6 days a week?
Yeah, it's usually Sundays. Wake up, don't put it on.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately a few, though, Mark. Sorry, Bruce, it's all right. No.
Thank you.
See ya. No, not right. Means back tomorrow. 5:30. Actually, 6 o'clock tomorrow because we're live from Mackay Expo.
Yep, that's right. On average, you get 6 of these on your body per week. Think about it.
Mm.
You could be off to Coco Cubano with $50 in your back pocket.
You could be looking at it right now. There's a good chance you could be looking at it.
Am I looking at it right now?
I probably just gave a clue away, didn't I? Looking at something. Anyway, Jay, for breakfast, wow. Portugal, the man right now, some showers around the coastline. 18 degrees around Bocaja here at Triple M. Fastball's the way. Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Taylor is out at Marion this morning in the Triple M Street Patrol. Tickets to win to Rock of Ages on board as well. Our top today around 25 degrees.
Look, it's time for the footy tips for round 11 for the NRL. And Jay, last weekend you didn't do so well. Only 1 out of the 8. Jacko, good morning to you, mate. How many did you get?
I got 4 from 8. That's the average. There's 80 games being played, and I've got 40 points, so I've got exactly half.
That's actually good. In this season, that's actually a really good score.
It's okay. It's okay. It's average.
Yeah, it's average. But,
it's average.
But because this year, everything's sort of been topsy-turvy, that's actually pretty good.
See, last week on my footy tipping on the phone, I actually picked West Tigers. I know I picked the Cowboys on air.
Shame on you.
For
you ripped
Jay.
Me off a point.
Hey, and Cameron Smith.
Yeah, announced his retirement the other day.
What an unbelievable ambassador of the game. You know, I see so much social media bagging Cameron Smith, saying he's a grub, he's this, he's that.
He's a great player.
Mate, he's awesome and away from the game. You know, I've sat in our chats with him and his missus, and he is just a nice... And he's so interested about you as a person. You know, he doesn't talk about himself. And he's just, like I said, a great ambassador. And how cool is he? You know, like he didn't make a big... big, you know, crazy thing about, hey, I'm retiring. It's, no, he's just finished representative football. And what a career that man has had for Queensland and Australia and for rugby league in general. I think he's the most awesome player I've ever met.
Mm. And not only that, he was actually one of the key playmakers too for the squad as well. And and a really good under pressure, like cool as a cucumber.
Made the right decisions all the time.
Yeah.
Made the right, had so many options and made the right decision so many times.
Well, hopefully you're making the right decisions, because I'm telling you now, I'm out mentally and emotionally. I'm out of this tipping competition. One last week has done me in.
Righto, mate. It's a big shoes to fill for Origin.
Yep.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, remember what happened in 95 with Fatty Borton. We were never supposed to win with no names. We won 3-0, and it'll happen again in New South Wales. Go, what can we do? Let's go. Tip.
Burn, Dave.
I really want to continue on this conversation. We'll do it after the tips, okay?
Right.
Round 11 starts tonight. Panthers versus the Tigers. You've gone the Panthers.
Yep.
Silly boy. Friday's games. You've got the Eels over the Warriors and Bronx over the Roosters. You've gone the Roosters and you've gone the Eels to beat the Warriors. What's going on there?
I backed the Roosters last week against the Warriors and it was 32-0.
Yeah.
I know they've been playing well, but is this a slide? Does it dent their confidence that much that they can't get back up again? I know Parramatta haven't won many games, but this will be an interesting outcome. Stay tuned.
We'll see with that. There's three games Saturdays. You've gone the Knights over the Titans. You've gone the Storm.
Oh, Knights over the Titans too.
Well, the Titans were supposed to be easy beats against the Storm last week, and they had a real dead set hot go.
Yep. I'm with you on that one.
Right, I keep going.
And the Storm, you're actually tipping them over Manly, but the big one, the Cowboys Storm's at home against the Rabbitohs. The Bunnies played really well last week.
What am I doing, Jay?
Cowboys. I'm you have to play this. The Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, is that your tip?
Yep.
And you got one from eight last week?
Shut up. I'm still supporting my team. It would be hypocritical of me to go for the Rabbitohs if I've been giving him, you know, the craps for the last few years saying you can't tip against your team.
Mate, you know what? And Jonathan, I do feel so bad for Jonathan. You know, he's out 12 months and at the end people are saying he should have retired, but
I don't think so.
No, he wanted to finish on a high, you know, like he was out for 12 months and he didn't want to finish. He's such a competitor and an awesome player.
He's not ready yet.
And and he wanted to come back, but I don't know if the swan song's going to be there for him.
You've gone the Sharks to beat the Bulldogs.
Sharks beat my Raiders last
Sunday.
Week, buggers.
And speaking of the Raiders, you're tipping them against the Dragons.
Oh,
the Dragons
I don't know why,
actually
but...
lost a game last week.
Yeah, South Sydney flogged them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, and I'm off to Canberra next week, not this weekend, the following weekend.
Yep.
We have a Forever Green reunion. 60 old players will turn up to the Manly Raiders game on the Friday night. I'm taking my boy down, and it's going to be a fantastic
good
weekend.
Reunion.
We'll
yeah.
talk about that next week.
Absolutely. Just remember to take your thermals. Because it's going to be cold down there.
Well, remember, I spent 4 years there. I love the cold.
Yeah, no. Nobody loves the cold.
I suppose I had a little bit more... Yeah,
yeah, more padding back then. All right, so round 11 of the NRL tips there. As always with Jacko, thank you, mate, for jumping in the studio.
Thank you, John.
Hopefully the Cowboys can come up winners this weekend. The coverage live here on Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Train at Mackay, Edward Sundays, Triple M. Tonight. Jane Day for breakfast, part of our greatest hits. Welcome to Thursday, 20 to 8. Some showers today, 18 degrees at McEwen's Beach. Jacko has round 11 of the NRL tips after 8 o'clock this morning.
The things that happened during the songs that your mum called you. Oh, isn't that nice?
Shut up.
She was
making sure I was okay because it's a long week this week because the rehearsals are
around. Yeah, I mean, we know you got home around about midnight this morning.
Yeah.
And she does. She does check up on you. And she always calls you son. She doesn't call you Jay. I've noticed.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't think
I've ever called... my mum has... I, honest to God, hand on my heart...
Yeah.
...could probably count on my fingers and toes the amount of times my mum has actually called me by my name. It's always been son.
Yeah, that's the same with my mum, with my brother, actually. His name's Dan.
Yeah.
But she calls him Chook.
Chook?
Chook,
yeah. Where the hell did that come from?
That came from a grandfather, actually, because he had Chook legs when he was a kid. It's just stuck with her. She won't call him anything else at all.
So, Chook, does the rest of the family call him that?
Oh, every now and
again. Just the mum, your mum?
Yeah, just mum. Yeah. Or Chookie.
Oh my God.
He's in his 40s now.
I'm sorry, that's worse than son.
Well, that is true. But, you know, we were having a conversation the other day with Ange in the afternoon, and she got a little bit upset with her mum because she called her Ange. Everybody else calls her Ange. but her mother usually calls her Angela.
Weird, it would be weird for me, and when she was telling us that story,
yeah,
it would be weird for me to call Angela, because I've always known her as Ange. I've never known her as, even though I know that's her name, but I've never called her Angela.
But parents have, like, either nicknames or little names that they call their kids.
Does your parents call you Dave or David?
Mum calls me Dave. Unless I'm in trouble, then it's David.
Right.
Unless she's being playful, and it's David John Devil Dick, like my grandmother. And I hate that. I really
hate it. You were the one that bringing it up. I think you secretly enjoy that name.
No, I don't.
You secretly enjoy it.
I did to start off with until you made fun of it last week.
Okay, Devil Dick.
Stop this.
13-27-10. Let's take some calls. I don't think we get too many of these because most people stick to the original names.
Yeah.
But there has to be some quirky families who, like your family, it must be a radio person thing then, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot of parents have nicknames or little names, pet names for their kids.
Or what's your actual name, but what do you get called at home? Like from your family or from your parents? Mine is Son.
Yeah.
I can get where it comes from. Like Jason.
Oh, I think she just calls you Son because you're her son, and she can't remember your name.
Even
that's
when
what
she's
it is.
Angry at me, she's like, "Son,
really?
Son? Yeah." She never calls me Jay or Jason ever.
That's because she's forgotten your name.
Which
she's
one just... are you again? Michael, Debbie, Mark, Jason, whatever your name is. 13-27-10. What name do you get called? Other than your actual name, Jay and Dave for Brekkie this morning, or is it Jay and Devil Dick? We should change all the posters around the club.
No,
all right, we'll take your calls up in a moment. 17-8, John Mellencamp, our greatest hits here at Triple M. And it's away from 8 o'clock, playing Last Word for Lone Star from 8 o'clock this morning. Showers today, Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol. I think she's heading out to Marion this morning. If you're around Marion, be aware of the free stuff coming up very soon. We're talking about nicknames that your family or your parents have for you or you have for them instead of their actual name.
Your mother calls you Son.
Yep.
Nothing else.
Nope.
Even when she's angry at you.
And my sister calls me Big Bubba because I'm the youngest boy, so she's...
Right, okay. Yeah. And you're big.
Okay, settle down. That's rich coming from you, Beach Ball.
Beach Ball. Hey, Irene, have you got a nickname you've got given your kids?
No, I haven't given it to my kids, but my dad, from as long as I can remember, has called me Skellum. Now, you must all be wondering what Skellum means.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's another word for thief, mischief maker. Yeah.
Skellum.
I know. So one day I asked my dad, why do you call me Skellum? This is when I found out what it meant.
Yeah.
And he told me, from the moment you were born, you stole my heart.
Oh, that's puke. Nice. That's a nice nickname.
It is. I think it's a beautiful nickname, and I just so miss hearing it.
Yeah. Well, we can call you that from now on, Skellum. We'll say that in our phone.
You can't remember. Oh, have I stolen your heart?
You have. You've stolen our heart. And because I think it was a nice story to have a nice nickname. Some people have nice nicknames like that.
Oh, yeah.
From the smallest things. Leah, you've got nicknames for your kids. What are they?
Well, their nicknames end up being Pumba and Mafeta.
Oh, okay. You've got to explain
how?
This.
How?
Well, Cleo, I don't know how that come across. It just kind of stuck one day. We ended up calling him Mafeta for ages. But it just stuck. And then Pumba, he's just really chubby. So we've just ended up calling him Pumba. But even the little sister, she's only two, she calls him Pumba all the time.
Okay. They're going to have a complex when they get older.
What if he actually decides to work out and loses all the baby fat?
No.
The name will still stick, I reckon. Pumbaa's a good name.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is cute. Thanks, Leah.
Just don't stand up wind from Pumbaa. You've seen the movie.
Michelle, have you got nicknames for your kids?
Well, since my oldest son became a big brother, we now call him Brother Ben, and he hates it.
Brother Ben.
Makes him sound like a monk.
Probably why he hates it. I'll get in trouble now.
Now, do you continuously do it because you know it annoys him?
Yeah, I think so.
People, it happens in every household. I'm the same. Thank you for the call, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
See you later.
Say hello to Brother Ben for us.
Yeah, Pumbaa is the best.
It's on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, which I know you'll find us online. It's 10 to 8 at Triple M.
Triple M